just a little bit from Chazal, what you see about Beis Kesis, about Shul in general, about the milos of Shul. Also, there's a lot of people that, because they haven't gone to Shul in so long, so what should really be generated is it should be generated a tremendous tshuka to go back to Shul. But unfortunately, what happens is that some people, it's not generated in them a desire to go back to Shul, but they get used to the good life, you know, the life of, you know, you daven when you want, you don't have to go all the way to Shul, you don't have to wait for the times of the shuls, et cetera, et cetera. And the mele creates in certain people a certain kalus, not kalus, but a certain kalus in the Indian of a base knesses. So I think we'll talk a little bit about, I just took together a few gemaras over here of what you see in Chazal about the incredible mile of a base knesses. Now for you guys that are still unable to go to shul, so the opposite, when you're learning this, when you're hearing these in Yonim, so then it should give you a tshuka for a base knesses. And then when you go back to the base knesses, I mean, I'm sure anyways, you'll probably be going, you know, to the base, the knesses is around in the neighborhood and stuff. Look upon him, it'll give you a mordik ava for the base knesses, for the shul. And as a result of that, for the people that can't go to shul, so the kala paches, what they get out of this is like the Gemara tells us, when a person isn't unable to bring a korban, so when you learn kachim, it's as if you brought the korban. So a person that's unable to go to shul, so when he learns the inyanim of shul, it's as if he went to shul. So that also has a tremendous smile. But these are a few gemaras. Just listen to what the gemara says. The gemara in Sanhedrin, daf kuf chesem beis. It says like this. Omar v'yichun mi birkasei shal oisei rasha. It's talking about Bilam. From the bracha, the klala, in other words, of what Bilam, when he tried to curse Klal Yisrael, it resulted in a bracha. From the bracha of the rasha, you see what was in his mind. Because we know that Hashem, Vayapach Hashem et HaKlala, Kadosh Baruch Hu changed the klala into a bracha. But you're able to look, if you look good into the klala of Bilam, into the bracha of Bilam, you can see what the klala that he was trying to do. He was trying to make it that we shouldn't have shuls. Right? He was the Amar Dikazach. What is the Navi of the Goyim who understands the Das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who understands what is it that is value in this world? So what was it that Bilam was trying to do? What was the incredible kalala that Bilam was trying to do, that the Navi tells us that till today you have to remember the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he didn't get angry at Klal Yisrael in the time when Bilam cursed Klal Yisrael. Because if yeah, then his kalala would have came true. So here you're about to see what is the whole yisoid of success and kiyum of Klal Yisrael. Because Bilam was trying to uproot this. What was that? So it says, Bikesh Loimar. He wanted to say, Shalayya lahem bate knesiyas u bate medrashis. How do you see that? Because it says, Matoivu alecha Yaakov, le sishra shchina aleyem, mishkin oisech Yisrael, le tehe malchusa nimsheches, that it shouldn't be nimshech, v'chule v'chule. But you see over here, an unbelievable thing. You see that what was the goal of Bilam was to uproot the shul. Because if you get rid of the shuls of Klal Yisrael, so then Klal Yisrael is lost. That's the whole entire Yisoid HaKiyum. And here now, different people, that's why I think it's very important to talk about this. There's different people that, you know, a normal person, after he comes back from learning in Kailo for a couple of years, his entire schedule is based around, you know, his shul. His shul is going to be his shir. It's going to be his Malkum Tefillah. His whole day will be based around that, which shul he's going to daven in. And now there's a lot of people that are saying, you know, they got used to this schedule because now that the works have opened up and a lot of people have gone back to work, but the shuls have not opened up. So he got used to the good life, the easy life. But he doesn't realize this is the whole schus kim of Klal Yisrael. Letehei iyuma malchusam, amar avabe barkana, kulan. All the brachas of Bilam, chazru leklala. Every one of them went back, taka, like the original kavana of Bilam, and we received the klala of Bilam later on. One of the klalas of Bilam is that the malchus of Beis David should stop, and that did happen. We haven't had malchus in 2,000 years, but the only one, listen to these words, and let's try to figure out what the words mean. The only klala of Bilam that never came true is chutz mibate kenisiyas ubate midrashis, shaloi yifseku misral oilam. They will never stop in Klal Yisrael shuls and batei midrashes and batei knesiyas. Shenemar, and it says, "Vayafeich Hashem lekech lechaz haklala bracha, ki avecha Hashem lekech leklala, v'loy klalas." So you see that all of the klalos of Bilam came true except for this one. So I think the obvious kasha that we all have is that in the last 8 weeks in Klal Yisrael, there haven't been shuls. There haven't been batei midrashes. And it's basically everywhere. You can say in the time of the Holocaust, so the shuls. Anytime the Nazis didn't come to that area, so a lot of the shuls continued. In England, the shuls continued. In Hungary until 1944, the shuls continued. In America, the shuls continued. But this is the only time in the history of Klal Yisrael that for the last 8 weeks, kimat, I don't think there's, I don't know any place in there's always that one shul here and one shul there. But it was basically a widespread hit that all of Klal Yisrael had lost their shuls. So what's the pshat over here? The Gemara says, "Chutz mi batei kinesias is the batei midrashes shele yifseku miYisrael le'olam." That'll never ever stop. The shuls in the base kinesias in the base medrash will never stop in Klal Yisrael. What's the pshat in that? So my leiv tells me that the answer is, and basically it's a good kasha. No, it's mamish a good kasha. It says mefirshin the Gemara that all the klalas came true except for so either Rabbi, if you're a better tarot, you should tell me because it bothered me so much for these last 8 weeks. I didn't want to ask the question. It's one of those questions that when we're in the sorrow, we're in the tragedy, you don't want to ask the question. But now, it mamish bothers me. For 8 weeks, we didn't have shuls, and my shul is opening for the first time this Friday night. It's Peledic. So my leiv tells me that in all these other things, for example, the Malchus Beis David stopped. And you know, we're supposed to daven for Malchus Beis David. And we're supposed to be mahir ourselves to the tshuka for the returning, obviously, of the Mashiach, etc. But there's a level of where, you know, we look forward to that event occurring, right? And then there's something of where every single second, everyone was trying to figure out, when are we going back to shul? When are we going back to shul? If your lave was constantly there saying, when are we going back to shul? When are we going back to shul? So then the shuls were never nispatel. You have a person, he's sick. He's not well, and he doesn't go to shul today. So the shul doesn't exist? No, you weren't able to go to shul today, but the shul continued. If for the last 8 weeks, all everybody was trying to figure out was, when are we getting back to shul? When are we getting back to shul? Maybe this is a chizik for us, how we're supposed to be waiting for Mashiach, I don't know. But you see that the shuls, the Beit Knesset, the Beit Midrashis were never nispatel. And everybody was the whole entire time trying to figure out, when are we getting back to shul? When are we getting back to shul? And the people in America are still trying to figure out, when are we getting back to the shul? When are we getting back to the shul? So this has to be the constant attitude of a yid. The Yerushalmi says in Brachos in Perakei, Omar Pinchas, Hashem of Hashayah, Hamispalul in a Beis Knesses, Ki'ilu Makriv Mincha Tohira. It's like he brings a mincha. You have to realize this. Rabbi said, we don't have kabbanis today. You lost out on kimat the whole sefer Vayikra. And a person has to realize, but when you daven in a shul, it's not, what do you mean? Anytime I daven, it's an avoida. So obviously, it's much more. Whenever I daven, that's avoida. Avoid shebelev, and it's bimkoim the korban. But when you daven in a shul, it's not bimkoim a korban. That is a korban when you daven in a shul. And the Yerushalmi over there, the Yerushalmi says, unbelievable way. The Yerushalmi says, Rav Abou b'shem Rav Abou. Dirshu Hashem b'matzai. Eichanu matzi. Where's Hashem found? Bebatei knesias with a batei midrashis. Karvu, where is he carved? Batei knesias and the batei midrashis. Person wants to feel closeness. The closeness is in the shul. The Yerushalmi says, bris kusa. There's a bris that is, you know, ironclad. Hayageya tamudo in a basic knesses, loy bimher b'shakach. If a person learns Torah in a shul in a base medrash, he won't forget his learning. You know who brings this? The Shulchan Aruch in Yeridea. Oh, I have one here, don't I? Smooth. The Shulchan Aruch brings over here. Sif Kaf Beis in Simen Reish Mem Vav. Bris Kruso. Shekol Aloimid Bebeis HaKnesses Loi Bimheira Mishakeach. Okay. But if you learn in a base knesses, so then you don't forget your learning. It's a school and not to forget your learning. Omar of Levi, listen to the Gemara in Brachos Daf Ches. Kol mi sheyesh lo base knesses bi'iroi, ve'einoi nichnas sham l'spalo, nikra shachin ra. A person that has a shul in his neighborhood and he doesn't go to the shul, he's called a bad neighbor. If I say, you know that bad neighbor? You know what I'm talking about? Everybody knows that one bad neighbor. You know, everybody knows that guy. Everyone knows on the block and Yena. You know, now God, you should know. I never, anyways, I don't talk Lashon Hara. I never talk Lashon Hara. My neighbors, they're Gefer. Everyone knows I'm talking about that one bad neighbor, right? You are called the bad neighbor of God if there's a shul in your neighborhood. There's a shul in your neighborhood. It's a crowd of somebody called me yesterday. And he's telling me they're starting up a certain shul in America. They're starting up. And it seems to be that it's against the, quote unquote, against the law and against this. And so he told me, but he wants to go to shul. Why? He said, because it says in the Mefurish, everyone knows this Gemara, that a person that doesn't go to shul, he's called a Shachin Ra. Right? So I told him, you know, so sometimes you have a Shachin Ra, and then sometimes you have a guy that he moves onto the block, you know, that, and he doesn't belong there at all. That person, sometimes you have a person every time, you know, your mother looks out the window. Why are they here? Why is he parking his car here? Right? If the shuls are closed now for health reasons, and the shuls are closed now because it's dangerous, and because then you're not just a shachin ra, you're a shachin that doesn't belong. I'm talking to people that are supposed to be going to shul. If you're supposed to be going to shul and you don't go to shul because you got used to the good life, you're a shachin ra. But the rabbi says it's more than that. A helem mikdash ma'at. What is the base of Mikdash that we have today? What's the base of Mikdash? Omar Yitzchak. Omar Yitzchak. Eilu Pateknesiyas Patemidrashashashib Bavel. This is the shul. When you go into a shul, you're walking into a base Mikdash. You have to feel this. Ayitalanu. Ele Pateknesiyas Patemidrashas. Merei Shamarabaye. Have a Garisna Bege Besi Metzlinu Beknishta. He said, I used to learn in my house and I used to go to Davin in the shul. But once I heard this, what David said, Hashem Ahavti Moim Beisecha. Now I heard that the house of Hashem, that's the base medrash. Lo Yigarisna Ela Beis Knishta. So I go and learn only in the shul. Now, Vadi also have to learn in the house. And that's probably a lot of the tachlis of why the Rebbeinu Shalom brought Corona now, for sure is that a person should have that limit of making his house into a base medrash and making a house into a base knesset. There's no shaila. But now that we got that limit, the chuk has to be that my life is in the shul. My base of mikdash is in the shul. Omar Avasi, listen to the Gemara in Megillah, Kavches. Omar Avasi, base knesset, shemechashbi by cheshboinis. Person that, you know, he comes into the base medrash, sits there with his phone dart in, like, Malinim by mace. Terrible things could happen in that shul. Malinim by mace, al kedaita, loy sagi the love achi lasevshi, alinim by mace mitzvah. Right? It's a terrible tragedy for a shul when people use the shul improperly, incorrectly. But it's like, the rule of a shul, Amar Avav bar Machsaya, Amar Avchama bar Guria, kol ir shegagseg voyim it beis knesses. A shul is supposed to be the highest place in the town. That's why bells. I think you can see bells from every. I think you see bells from everywhere. No, that's the highest place in the town. No, I think that's the. I guess they have the most minyanim, I suppose. And if not, chalila, it's like korban. Right? But Omar Avchan, listen to these words. Omar Reb Chama Bar Chanina leman nismecha oyalim lenechalim. Why is oilim together with nechalim? Ma nechalim malim es ha'odam itumah l'tayra. A nachal is like a mikvah. That brings us up from tumah l'tayra. Af oilim are batei knesiyas and are batei mitrashis. They bring a person from kaf chiv l'kaf schus. Now, basically, you should know, I do think that, you know, I cut this out. It's rare that I cut things out of the ated. It must be a lot to me. Right. You see it or you don't see it? Look at that. You should read it. You want to read it? You read it. You see it? I should read it. I'll read it. I read it. Listen to what it says here. Chaim Kanievsky, he wrote a letter. Al Kvoid, Harabonim, Agaboyim, Hageoinim, the Batek Nasius, in everywhere in Klai Yisrael, Bekol Asar, everywhere. Hine Bav Nesenu Arabin, Kfar Kama Shvuas, for the last 8 weeks. Basically, the sphere. Nigrushanu mi batei knesiyas u mi batei midrashes. We've been kicked out of our shuls. Like an eved shebal limzai, like an eved that he comes with a cup of water, and shofach baikitin, Kshboku took that water, the master took the water and threw it back in our faces. Because after you see all this, what's a shul? Now you see what's a shul and what's a shul for Klal Yisrael. And like it says in the Gemara, the shuls have never stopped. And finally, for the first time in thousands of years, the Rebbeinu Shalom stopped the shuls. He says, Venira, shezeh ois, it's an oisman shemayim. This Jew knows koila tari kula. This Jew knows everything. There's an ois from shemayim. Be'ovin shemizalzalin be'kedushas batei knesiyas. Be'zeh shebeshoshim spalim ha'pelefonim. Pelefonim is phones, right? The phones. P'tuchin. They're open umedavrim bem vevi zilzul gadol betfila ukedushas beis haknesses shalei shirim avaseinu. Our rebbeim never dreamed of such a thing. They oilam and who kineged alocha in shulchan aruch erchaim in kufnun aleph and it's kineged the zayir hakadosh in vayakel dafresh hey. You guys will all look up after. Isin dvarim neiroyim v'zeh. A person that is mezalzel and he. There's an issa to shmuz in a base medrash. There's an issa to daven when you have something that every minute could bother you. You're not allowed to hold things during davening. Kavachoyim, you can't daven with the, you know that guy in the middle of davening and all of a sudden you see him go like this. Right. The problem is sometimes it's Shabbos. You know, you look, oh, you go. You look at that. Right. And I think it's called a phantom vibrate. You know what I'm talking about? Like it gets like that because it gets used to the phantom. Looks like that. Right? So Rav Chaim says, Lachain yesh letakein takona kivua. It's rare. I've never seen this before. Rav Chaim Kayadua is not somebody that speaks in public. He's not somebody, you know, he's a certain senator of Chaim Kinyaski. And he made a takona kivua, iser chomer likanes lebeis haknesses lispala and pelafon she'ena kaboy. There's an iser to walk into a shul with a phone that is not off. Now, basically, I want to tell you what a phone off means. Okay, look at this. This is called on. This is on. Now, look. Now, it's on vibrate, right? Now it's on mute. It's still on, okay? Right? Now watch. You see, look, now this is called off, right? Okay, power off. Your device will shut down. Thank you. Off. That's off. That's what off means. Because when you do that, then it's over. Then you know there's no phone calls, there's no messages, there's no nothing. Now it is off. Now you know that there's nothing going on. The phone doesn't exist. But when you put it on mute, you all know the emes. Even when you put it on vibrate, there's no shiloh, it's on. When you put it on mute, you all know the emes. You all know the emes, right? You know, Yerechecha. You all know the emes, Rabbi Yisai. So he makes it the kind of kavua that the phone should be off. Right? The gabayim should stand there. You got to give out these. You got to give out one of these. Guy walks into a shul. Right? Let me just see your phone a second. No. I put it on mute. No. You'll see slowly no one will have phones on anymore. When we'll be zoiche b'mheira lachzer to the base of Knesset, he wrote this 3 days ago when it wasn't clear if in Eretz Yisrael people were going back or not. He says, the Rabbanei base of Knesset yichazku v'yoyru v'yoyimru divrei chizik v'goyed la'yitzer achamer b'zulzul kedushas base of Knesset. We'll be schus there, makabel on ourselves, but we'll be able to go back. So those that are still stuck in America and they're unable to go back to the shuls, you got to tell them, if you mekabel yourself this, you'll be zeichet to go back to the shuls, but the knesses, but the midrashes, the roivam, you kabel tefillah seinu be'ava, or be'ratzin, and sign for Chaim Kinyaski. And on the bottom, Gershon Edelstein writes, you know, I agree to everything he said too. And you have to be careful not to be shmoozing. So you have to, you got to get this at a young age. You guys are young. I'm an old man. Old man, it's already too late for people like me. But you guys are young. When you're young, if you makabel on yourself at a young age, by me, a shul is a basic mikdash. By me, a shul is a place where I'm going to be makriv a korban mincha. By me, a shul is a place that I learn my Torah and I don't forget my Torah. By me, a shul is a place that a Kadosh Baruch Hu gives me a dan lekav schus. When I go into a shul, I get now from kav chayiv to kav schus. By me, a shul is a place that the Ribbono Shel Olam is matzui. By me, a shul is a place that there's nothing greater than a shul, nothing even taller than a shul. By me, a shul is a place that Lo Asid Lavoi, all of those shuls are going to come there to Yisrael, like the Gemara says in Megillah. By me, a shul is a place, no dvarim v'teilim, no dvarim, nothing else except for a Beis HaKnesset, a Beis HaMikdash. So then, a Beis HaMikdash, when you take that on as a young age, you become that guy in the shul that everyone says, I wish I would daven like that person. You know, I wish that I would have the same haracha for a shul as that person. You'll be that person that everyone knows. You don't go over and shmooze to that guy in the shul, right? When you go out, you can schmooze with him. But when you go with that guy in the shul, you never schmooze with that guy. You all want to be that Rabbi Yisai. You want to have a place in life that there's a makim that you go, that there's nothing there except for Kedusha, for Shechina, my makim. Used to be Rabbi Yisai. You know, a person, what did they have? He had his cow. He had his tzaris. He had his problems. He had Cossacks running after him. And there was one place that he went. He went to the shul. In the shul, there was nothing else going on. But today, because of the phones and because of the matzah, it's not like that anymore. But you are young. If you're young, you could still take this upon your Rabbi Yisai. And if you want now, right, you get one of these, right, these guys, right, and you be the guy that stands by the door and says, let me see your phone. Right? Let me see your phone. No, it's okay. It's on fire. Shabbos Kindlech.